thank you so much for being with us. Welcome to Dr. Ray Talks It Over, the program designed for parents and families where the aim is to help you stand strong as a parent, and this is for the sake of your children. I'm your host, Jerry Usher. Today, of course, as always, Dr. Ray Guarendi, father of 10, psychologist and author. Dr. Ray, good to be with you once again.
Thank you, Jerry.
Today, we're going to talk about something that is, well, no doubt controversial, maybe causes a lot of parents to wonder which way to go on this issue. We're going to talk about spanking. And again, it's something that creates a lot of discussion, conversation, and again, perhaps some controversy. Are you for or against spanking? Let's start there.
I am for the parents' right to choose how they wish to raise their children. And if something is not illegal and it causes no ill effects when done by loving parents, I don't believe anybody has a right to tell them not to spank if they so chose. That said, there is no area of parenting or discipline that has been so relentlessly attacked by the dominant expert mindset today than spanking. It breeds aggression, it sends a might makes right mentality, it solves problems through force, it is a form of child abuse, it teaches children to hit. It has been hit with every cliche indictment that modern expert notions can conjure up. Suffice it to say this, Jerry, I am not aware of any research anywhere at all that says spanking, when done by a loving parent in a loving environment, causes any kind of psychological problem whatsoever. And in fact, there are studies to indicate that it can be effective, especially with preschoolers. So you're looking at me like, well, wait a minute, Ray. What about all these things that come out under all the wire services? Every 6 months, you see a new article. Spanking teaches children to be aggressive. Spanked children grow up to have warts. Spanked children have more mosquito bites than the average kid. You know, every malady has been thrown at spanking. Let me attempt to explain that. First of all, this is not research. These are surveys. You can't design research studies to study spanking. How do you do this? How do you control the environment? You can't. It's all survey stuff. All right? Right away quick, it's survey. Secondly, much of the time, no effort is made to sort out swatting a child's bottom from throwing them through a plate glass window. Everything's just lumped under this physical kind of punishment. Can you imagine somebody doing timeout that way? We will define timeout as either 4 minutes in a corner or 4 days locked in a closet. People would quite legitimately say, that's not timeout, that's abuse. Okay, secondly. Thirdly, and this is the biggest one. Jerry, if I know that you as a parent smack your child in some way 6, 8, 10, 12 times a week, and I know that that parent over there spanks 0, 1, or 2 times a week, or maybe even a month, that doesn't tell me much about spanking. It tells me about you. You're out of control. You're hitting too much. And that is probably a reflection of the fact that your parenting has a whole bunch of problems with it. Let me give you an example of this. Some years back, on a major television show, they did an expose on spanking. And they put a camera in three families' homes to catch the parents in the horrific act of swatting a bottom. And, of course, they hyped it up like the media does. You know, do you spank your children? The results might not be what you expect. Well, I watched. I figured I needed new material for my presentations. Two of the families could best be described as wimpy. There was one scene where Dad was putting his 5-year-old daughter to bed, and she was fighting him. She was kicking him. She was resisting. And he was going, quit it. Now you stop it. And he was giving her these little love pats on her leg. It was enough just to make her angry, as though, you're wrinkling my sweatpants, father. Would you knock it off? He was getting pounded. She was giggling at what he was doing. The third lady was a mean-spirited lady. She swung first. She asked questions later. She pulled hair. She pushed. She spanked out of frustration, not to teach anything, but just because she was mad. And, of course, that's who they talk to most of the time. And by implication, she represented all you barbarians out there who have ever swatted a bottom. At the end of the show, to close the piece, they said something to the effect, "We are aware that many American parents spank their children." So we asked our experts, and our experts said, and I'm paraphrasing now, if you spanked your children growing up and they turned out okay, that doesn't mean you were a good parent. You were probably just lucky. Hmm. See the implications, Jerry?
Mm-hmm.
If you are a loving, concerned parent who would die for your children, and you just so happen to swat a bottom, well, that's such awful psychological evil that if your kid turns out okay, it wasn't because of you. It was despite you. You see the hysteria?
Sure.
So suffice it to say, with no research saying spanking is the evil that everybody says it is, and the fact that it's very legal in this country, then that decision is the parent's decision to be judged how well it works in their home with their style and their goals and their children. I, as an expert, may be against it. That's irrelevant. You still have the right to do it, in my opinion, whether I approve or not. It was an interesting study done by the, it wasn't a study. It was a review of the research done by a very highly respected professional organization. And their conclusion was this. After having reviewed all the research, we realize that spanking doesn't do the terrible things that we've said it does. But we're against it anyway. That was essentially the tone of their article.
Basically, then, in your experience, what's the attitude or philosophy of most parents regarding? Are parents reluctant, afraid to spank, or do you find that still people will do that when it's necessary?
The majority of parents still feel that spanking is their right. But here's the more insidious issue. Parents are nervous about spanking for a number of reasons. One, they have had the relentless drumbeat into their head that somehow, some way, this is bad. This is teaching a child wrong things. This is teaching a child to fear you. And so what they do is I divide it into two great classes. We've got token spanking, which is the little love tap where the kid looks at you like, is that all you got? Are you wrinkling my sweatpants with that? What are you trying to do? You've got that. Or you have the frustration spanking, which is I spank when I am so near the end of my limit, I can't take it anymore. And then they spank. It's a random kind of spanking. Neither one of them works. So therefore, it gives the illusion that spanking is ineffective. Mm-hmm. Then you have a much deeper societal issue. Many of us, in the back of our minds, think, sometimes maybe legitimately so, that if we swat a bottom, say in a grocery store, 15 minutes later in our driveway, we could hear, woo! Mrs. Paddlebottom, come out with your wooden spoon above your head. Do you have a license for that paint stick? We have you on a concealed fly swatter charge. Yes. Tragically, parents are now deathly afraid because they've listened to these high-profile, ugly cases where somebody gets hauled off because they swatted a bottom somewhere where somebody saw them and disapproved of them and reported them. And in our culture, with spanking, you're guilty until proven innocent. And that's tragic, and I think we need to find a much better societal balance, and hopefully we will.
Are there any studies that show the results of spanking on kids? Does it teach them aggressive behavior, or do you think that it teaches them more discipline and self-control? Is there anything either way on that?
The only decent ones generally tend to be with preschoolers, and they tend to indicate that when spanking is done for certain infractions and the parent is under control and the parent knows what they're doing, it can work. It can be very effective. I draw this analogy. If indeed spanking in and of itself was so bad that it caused all these terrible, awful, ugly, evil problems that it's accused of, no matter what the context, no matter how loving the parent is, just spanking in and of itself is a grave psychological evil. 50 years ago, in our culture, what parents did corporally to children would now be called abuse.
Mm-hmm.
They spanked with switches or hairbrushes. Now, I'm not saying that's good or bad. I'm simply saying that's what they did. You don't want to compare statistics on violence and aggression and acting out criminal behavior from 50 years ago to now. It's far more now.
No comparison.
No comparison. Now, the argument is, well, of course, Ray, aggression is caused by many, many things, and that's true. But the point I'm making is spanking in and of itself has been called this kind of evil. And so, therefore, if it is, we would have expected that under other circumstances, we would have had this kind of aggressive, rampant sort of acting out behavior. But that's not true.
In previous generations.
In previous generations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about the issue of child abuse? I would imagine it's not too difficult to cross the line. I mean, there's a very fine line here, I would guess.
I don't think that line is anywhere near as fine as it's being made out to be, Jerry. Spanking and child abuse are not on the same continuum. Also, often the mindset is this. Well, you know, the reason I'm against spanking is because if you spank at all, you can get carried away. And if you get carried away, you slip over that line, and pretty soon you're not spanking anymore, you're beating. Hold on a second. Lots of discipline can be abused. All kinds of discipline can be abused. Now, somebody will say, yeah, but spanking's much more easily abused because you're getting physical, you're getting corporal. Well, here's the other problem. In my experience, most abused children are not because of spankers. Most abused children are because parents are out of control in their discipline, and they get so frustrated that they cross over the line and are out of their wit's end in trying to control this child. And therefore, it has nothing to do with spanking. They're just flaming at this point. I would say this. Parents who spank need not worry about child abuse. Now, if I have a client whom I assess as a particularly easy to upset individual and a person who doesn't have much in the way of self-control, I don't advise them to spank if that's their decision. I say something like, you might want to not do this because for you right now, you're not under enough parental control to do this wisely. All right? Another problem is this. I was on a talk show some time back, and there was a lady on there that thought that any parent who swatted a bottom is evil incarnate. You know, that'll undo everything you're trying to do. And the host of the show asked me, Ray, have you ever spanked your children? And I said, yeah. Some of my children have gotten some pretty good swats when they were younger. The lady wheeled on me, Jerry, and said, your children fear you then. I said, geez, lady, I fear you here. Tone it down, would you? And I looked at her and I said, now, how can you say that? Do you know me? Do you know my children? How do you know my children fear me? What kind of illogical leap is that? And I said, besides, I want them to fear my reaction under certain circumstances. When they're older to understand, then that's not necessary. But when they're younger, there is a certain component of fearful respect that I want them to have. Not cringing at the sight of daddy, but the fact that certain behaviors will lead to certain things. But all of that didn't bother me, Jerry. I didn't really care what that lady thought. When I got home, my son was watching this. He was about 6 at the time. And his mother asked him, Andrew, do you fear daddy? And he said one of those things that little kids say and they don't even realize they're saying it and it sticks with you the rest of your life. He went, no. Now that's what ticked me off. What do you mean you don't fear me?
It wasn't working.
No, it wasn't working. I personally, as a parent, will spank under certain circumstances. And this seems to be the one that most people elect to spank under. Flat out, flagrant defiance. If that child is sitting there and will not, their will is in your face. I am not going to that bed. I am not sitting on those steps. I am not doing what you're telling me. Okay? In our home, if you're little, 3, 4, 5, 6, and you leave the corner, you risk a spanking. First thing. Secondly, I will spank you for physical danger. When my son was about 19, 20 months old, we walked into the front room and he was gnawing on a lit Christmas tree bulb. He was grinding it. You could hear it grind in his teeth. And I yelled, Andrew! And I ran over and I said, "No, son." And I cracked him twice on the legs real hard. My wife came running in. This was our first child, you know, so we're all kind of uptight. She came running in. She saw me spanking him. She said, "What did he do?" I said, "He was grinding on this bulb." She said, "Andrew." So she swatted him. For the next 3 weeks that tree was up, he stood 10 feet from the tree going, "No yice, no yice, no more yice, no yice." To this day, the boy is 13 and a half years old. He walks by a Christmas tree and he gets a twitch. And he says, "Dad, you know what that is?" I said, "No, son, I don't know. Maybe pine allergies or something." No, I'm teasing. He doesn't get the twitch. But for me, I just wanted to stop that behavior dead in its tracks. I wasn't going to put him in a corner. I wanted to end it quick. And that was the quickest way I knew how.
Well, you've given some examples here in your own family situation. What about other people who might be listening? If a parent chooses to spank, there are all the questions of implementation of that sort of discipline. When, where, how, and things like that.
Parents struggle over this one. Should you use your hand or should you use maybe a little plastic spoon or something? I've heard both sides. Some people say, no, a hand is to caress. A hand is to be affectionate. A hand is for touching. You don't use a hand for physical punishment. Okay, I've heard that side of it. Other people would say, oh, no, you never use an implement. You know, that's like taking something to strike a child. You never use an implement. Again, that seems to be parental decision. The key is, of course, that it's not overdone. You know, obviously, again, we're into another realm once we move into being overdone. Secondly, I asked a group of parents one night of preschoolers, when do you spank? The most common answer is when I've had enough, when it's gotten to me. I said, don't spank for that reason. Spank because you know exactly which piece of behavior leads to a spanking. If the child's getting out of bed at night, say, you might find that a good spanking, 2-3 cracks on the bottom or the leg, stops it right away quick, and you put him back in bed, and it's over. And you don't deal with this for the next 4 months. Other kids, maybe that doesn't work as quick with. You got to do other things. So you know when, where, what infractions. Parents will say to me, but what if you find yourself spanking more and more? Well, I think that's a good sign you might want to reconsider. You should be spanking less and less. Mm-hmm. If you're spanking well, it fades away. At what age? Most parents find spanking fading away at age 6 or 7. About that time, it's fading out into other things that you can use that will have a much more deterrent effect or much more long-lasting. You know, my son Andrew, he's 13. I can't remember the last time I swatted his bottom. It's had to be 7-8 years ago. The only ones right now of the children who even risk a swat would be the 3, 4, and 5-year-old. Of course, the 1-year-old, she's too young. So the 3, 4, and 5-year-old. The 7-year-old, he hasn't been swatted for probably 2, 3, 4 years. You know, it's just been a long time. I would offer this too. Jerry, we did a study, a book called Back to the Family. And we interviewed strong parents across the country. We're going to talk about this in upcoming shows, I believe. And we ask them, how do you raise these children? You have what teachers have identified as incredibly admirable, moral, beautiful human beings. If you remember something from a first show, we talked about that 1 in 1,000 kid. And we ask them, do you spank? Have you ever spanked? Or do you believe it's a parent's right to spank? 70% of the parents with these exceptional children described as by the teachers as moral, responsible, mature, delightful, polite, nothing of the ilk of aggressive, obnoxious, unruly, difficult, unsociable, unpleasant. We said, do you spank or don't you? 70% of the parents said, yes. We believe that spanking is one of our options. It's not our main one, but it is a tool in our discipline repertoire. 30% said no, we don't. We choose not to, we didn't want to, and they all had their own reasons. And I think that's the best way to look at this. This is a parental decision. There is a tragic irony, Jerry, in this. We have created a culture that thinks nothing of rotting out a child's soul. We can't get our media under control. We can't get our computers under control. We can't get our advertising under control. All in the name of free expression, because we adults want to do what we want to do, and the heck with the children. So therefore, we allow our children to simply have their innocence stripped and their souls rotted away in the name of our expression. And that's okay. But don't swat a bottom, because we can haul you off. And there is such a sickening irony in that, in a culture who says it's okay to rot out a soul, but don't swat a bottom, because that's the ultimate child-rearing evil. There's something about that that is so tragic.
It's a diabolical situation,
it seems. I wouldn't hesitate to use that word. I know that sounds radical, but I wouldn't hesitate to use that word.
What about the attitude, I would almost say the look on the face, the approach that a parent should have? You mentioned before this disciplining out of frustration. It would almost seem like a parent would need, in the act of spanking, would need to be sort of detached from, they would need to make sure that the child knows, this is not because I'm mad, it's about an issue, it's about an objective matter, and sort of tie it between the two instead of making an issue between the parent and the child, making an issue between the child and what, you know, the action that they did.
That takes practice. Because we are human, because they can frustrate us, because raising children that we love so deeply, and when they act in ways that we speculate, oh, this is awful what they're doing, we get frustrated and we get emotional, and you're absolutely right. We have to practice being better about this. You know, for example, when my son was about probably 2.5, we moved him from the crib into the big boy bed. And, you know, parents went, no, that's a great passage of life when you move a kid into the big boy bed. Oh, you're a big boy now, and you don't need to be in that crib anymore, and you don't have to get out of bed now because you know, there's no bars here. And the kid's thinking, hey, this is great, man. I can jump down out of this thing.
Freedom.
Yeah, and I don't believe this bit about the alligators under the bed either. There's no alligators under there. I don't care what Dad says. So we put Andrew in his bed, and the first thing he did was jump out of bed and run out. I put him back, and I said, Andrew, don't get out of bed, son. Please. Daddy will spank your bottom and it'll hurt. Well, you can't expect a 40-pound child to be afraid of a 180-pound man. He immediately got out of bed again. So I cracked him on the legs 2 or 3 times and it really sting, and he really cried. And I said, Andrew, I didn't want to do that. But don't make Daddy do that again. You cannot get out of bed. And there was almost that, for me, it was a practice kind of fake. I mean, part of me was boiling. But the other part of me is going, okay, I just got to show him. I refer to it as Hulk parenting. You remember the Hulk?
Mm-hmm.
Remember David Banner, his alter ego, the little 5'9", 160-pound doctor of physiology?
Sure.
There was one scene in the Hulk where David Banner was changing a tire in the rain, and he was getting very frustrated. He was banging his knuckles against the lug nuts. And there was a man, for whatever the reason, who was there, and he was either provoking him or doing something nasty. And David turned and said, Mr. Smith, please don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry. And I call that Hulk parenting. You know, if you're going to spank, it's almost with an attitude of, look, guys, please, I don't want to be angry about this. I'm just doing something to teach you something. Let me share with you another cliche, because I know you have this listed on your cliche list. Spanking teaches children to hit. What kind of notion is this, that you're going to spank a child because they hit somebody else? Is that ludicrous or what? Well, let's look at that deeper than cliche level. First of all, spanking is not aggression. Spanking only resembles hitting in what we psychologists call a topographical sense. In other words, the two behaviors look alike. It's similar to, for example, if I write out a bad check, or I turn around and I write a scurrilous letter to somebody. Well, they're both writing. One is attacking someone's personality, one's breaking the law. But I turn around and write a love letter to my wife. Are you going to say, well, look at that, see that? Writing. Mixed messages. No, writing can be used for good or bad. When a child hits another kid, it's aggression. It's rampant. I want to get what I want. You're in the way, and I'm going to take it through force because I want it, and I don't care if it's right or wrong. Spanking is, I don't want to do this, but I will teach you so that you don't do that, and we will end this, and we'll move forward. It's different motive, different purpose. It is only the same at a very shallow level.
One final thought before we end this segment of the program. When should a parent show affection again to a child following discipline?
Quick as possible.
I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Yes. Some people will spank, and then within a few seconds, the child is up on their lap again.
I don't have any problems with that as long as you think the child has learned the lesson. I'm not one big into shunning. You know, if a child's crying and saying, I'm sorry, Daddy, I said, come here, baby. Of course, as quick as possible, but always keep in mind you need to be under control yourself. If I'm still upset, then maybe I better just go cool down and then go back up 10, 12, 15 minutes later and say, come here, baby, why'd Daddy spank you?
Once again, it's just a matter of having that objective approach to the whole thing and not confusing the
child. And we'll do it all our lives. Parenting is always a balance between emotions and thinking it through, and that's the name of the game, and we'll do that until the day our children leave our house.
Well, I'm looking forward to our next time together. Dr. Ray, appreciate your time, and a lot of people might want to know how to get in touch with you, and obviously you are available to speak in different parts of the country as well, so why don't we close the show with giving people that information.
Website, www.kidbrat.com. People say, come on, Ray, is that really it? Yeah, that's it. One word, kidbrat.com. Or the other alternative address is drray.net. Dr. Ray is spelled out. There you can get whatever information on the speaking engagements and the books, and also my association with you fellows at Catholic Answers.
All right, looking forward to more with Dr. Ray Talks It Over next time. God bless.